Good morning. These are your latest RTL Today headlines for Wednesday, the 24th of September. I'm John Baker. 10 years after the 2015 referendum in which Luxembourgers rejected giving foreign nationals the right to vote in parliamentary elections, a growing and changing country has resumed discussions on this very right once more. In the wake of Luxembourg's recognition of Palestine, the government is now analysing the creation of a national sanctions framework, as announced by Prime Minister Luc Frieden and Foreign Minister Xavier Bettel. There is a yellow rain flood warning in place for Luxembourg, extended until midnight tonight, causing a number of issues on the road. Regular updates can be found on www.inondation.lu/alerts. And in world news, ahead of their expected arrival to the shores of Gaza, volunteers of the Global Sumud Flotilla report a series of explosions, drones and dropped objects on Tuesday night, although so far no casualties have been recorded. And Japan's Prime Minister has told the United Nations yesterday that Tokyo's recognition of the state of Palestine was only a question of time, saying he was indignant at recent comments by Israeli officials. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. It will be persistent rain throughout the day, northeasterly winds of 22 kilometres an hour, and a temperature range of 8 degrees this morning to a high, if you can call it that, of 12 this afternoon.